Hey everyone, I am so excited for one of my favorite things of the whole year. We're gonna have a living nativity every hour on the hour from 5 to 8 p.m., December 12th through the 15th. And I want to invite you to bring your family and friends. And you can find all the info at schooloffaith.com. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. What is the appeal of the news? Why do we want so much to know about what's happening in other parts of the country or the world, or in areas over which we have practically no control whatsoever? And related to that question is this one: why do we seem to have such a relish for bad news? Why do we love dirty laundry? War, disease, natural disaster, political chaos and intrigue. This is the stuff headlines are made of. But the question is, why? Why are we so addicted to what doesn't concern us? And why are we so taken with ugly, tragic, violent, scandalous headlines? And is there anything Jesus has to say on this subject? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
as it happens, there was one occasion where Jesus gave us an example of how to handle the headlines. The first of the headlines had to do with a group of Galileans whom Pilate had just slaughtered. When Jesus heard the news, he said, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Then Jesus moves on to the second headline, a grisly disaster story. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them? Do you think they were worse offenders than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. This may be the only time when Christ gives us any news commentary, any public punditry. But what does he teach us about how to see the news? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Probably the main motivation for watching the news is that we want to stay on top of things and be well-informed and responsible. We want to understand the social currents of our time. We want to try to get a handle on the way things are going. Essentially, we want to try and figure out why things happen the way they do. We want to know why some succeed and others fail, why one group wins and another loses. We want to flatter ourselves that we know the driving forces of things, and that if people just asked us, we could explain and give the best counsel for how to run the world. And Jesus says very clearly, "You have no idea." Why did these Galileans get killed and not those Galileans? Don't act like you know. You don't. Why did these people get crushed by a falling tower and not those people? Don't act like you know, because you don't. The destinies of peoples and political parties is not in your hands, and it has not been revealed to you. No matter how many commentaries you read or listen to, the fate of presidents and nations, it's in God's hands. It's known to God. What's in your hands is your own spiritual destiny, and that knowledge has been revealed to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's an all-consuming hunger for bad news, for dirty laundry, which the media will happily indulge. And it makes sense that bad news would have a lot of appeal. After all, if we focus on other people's problems, about which we can do nothing, that's a very convenient way of distracting ourselves from our own problems, which we are obliged to do something about. Here again, the way Christ deals with the two gruesome headlines should be a major wake-up call for all of us. Don't you worry about trying to figure out why the Galileans got slaughtered or why that building fell on those people. What you should be worried about is the fact that if you don't repent of your sins, if you don't change your life, if you don't persevere in clinging to God, who is your only salvation, if you don't do that, then I don't care how awful the stuff you read in the headlines is, it will be worse for you on the last day. That's Jesus's take on the news. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We will all read or watch or hear about the news at some level, but a genuine Christian take on the news will most often and most forcefully remind us not to dwell too much on other people's problems. A genuine Christian take will remind us that God is in control of the world, and that we are responsible for changing what we are responsible for, what we can control, namely ourselves. Jesus responded to the headlines by saying, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The fundamental response Jesus is looking for from us is conversion. To turn away from sin, to turn back to God, and to grow in virtue and goodness and holiness. And the path to conversion is very simple. Receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist. But Mass and the Eucharist by itself is not enough. We also need daily meditation on the Word of God with a daily resolution. A resolution is to remember and practice some idea that comes from Jesus each day. For example, Philippians chapter 4, there Paul says, "Always consider the other person to be better than yourself, so that nobody thinks of his own interests first, but everybody thinks of other people's interest instead." That would be a good resolution to put into practice. Now here's something amazing. Those who are committed to daily meditation on the Word of God with a daily resolution, those people convert. They grow in virtue and goodness. But those who don't practice daily meditation with a resolution, they don't convert. They actually grow in vice. And to grow in vice is to become more vicious. And I see this all the time, especially when I take hundreds of Catholics on pilgrimage. Those who have the habit of daily meditation and a daily resolution are joyful, virtuous, and they serve others. But those who make the practice of being consumed by the daily news, even if they go to Mass regularly, as they grow older, they get worse, not better. They become complainers, racked with vices, and they usually think only of themselves. And the proof? Well, it's in their behavior, and I observe it. I see it. So what's the takeaway? If you want to be happy and at peace, don't watch the news. Instead, watch Jesus in daily meditation on the Word of God, and then pick something simple and concrete from your meditation to try to put into practice that day. And if you do that every day, well, you'll be at peace and happy, and you'll be a lot easier to live with. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I know you don't really, I don't ever hear you commenting or talking about or angry or frustrated about the news. So, I mean,
it's because I'm living underneath a rock.
No, you're not.
It's been really funny because I pretty much got off of social media when I was a teenager and I haven't looked back, but it's been very funny for the last decade how out of touch I've gotten and how proud I am of it. But I think life is so stressful as is, trying to juggle what I actually am responsible for and trying to keep track of the things I actually need to know. Learning people's names, learning about individuals that I know, keeping track of everyone, keeping track of what I need to do every single day, and keeping track of everything that's happening in the world, especially when at the end of the day, I think the thing that everyone needs to acknowledge about the news, every single person, no matter how cocky they are, is that the nature of journalism, of telling a story, of you hearing anything from a second source, is that you can't know it all. And you can't guarantee that that is the perfect truth and that is all the context of the story. Think of if something happened to you in your personal life and then word just started spreading about it. And then someone comes back to you and they say, I know everything about your life. I'm right about everything in your life. Because so-and-so told me, and so-and-so heard it from someone who was on the scene, someone who was there. You'd be like, that is the most disrespectful, prideful, rude thing you could ever say to me. Because you don't know me. You don't actually know what's going on in my life. You shouldn't know all these things that are happening in my life. You have nothing to do with this. And who do you think you are?
That's such a good example.
But we really get the idea that a journalist can save us, that we're going to find the person who's just honest enough. It's not even about honesty. People just get the facts wrong, or even if they get the right facts, maybe that doesn't paint the entire picture.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, news will never be perfect. And just by trying so hard to make it perfect or falling into the delusion that you actually can know what's going on, is the most deluded you can be.
Yeah, yeah. I like what you said, because we want to be responsible. And to be responsible, we need a certain amount of information and we need to be well-informed. This is all true. And you don't want to be out of touch with the things that you are responsible for. Mm-hmm. The whole discussion about the news, the whole matter revolves around, what am I actually responsible for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm responsible for my behavior. I'm responsible for my family. I was responsible for you when you were young and you lived under my house. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer responsible for you because you're mm-hmm. an adult. I'm responsible for my organization, my business, my nonprofit organization. I have a certain responsibility to my country, for my country, in the sense of elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
But past that, I'm not responsible. It's not under my responsibility. And no one's asking my opinion about all those other things.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the things that I'm actually responsible for, my limited zones of responsibility, I get the information I need.
Mm-hmm.
Past that, I'm not supposed to be consumed by it.
Yeah. And it is so deeply consuming because we have a tendency to make excuses when we think that the severity allows for it. We say, well, it's just so important that it's okay that it's consuming my entire life, that it's driving me to cut off the people that I love, to be aggressive in every conversation I'm in, to destroy the good of one-on-one relationship for the sake of this great effigy of politics and news. Because it seems so important. But at the end of the day, you cannot throw away your relationship with God and with others for your relationship with the news, which is what we all tend to do.
Well, I'm a very opinionated person. I'm a very passionate person. So no matter what we're discussing, I'm going to be passionate.
Mm-hmm.
we could be discussing geopolitical affairs, or we could be discussing what flavor of ice cream is the best, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be opinionated mm-hmm. and passionate. But I found I can, my relationships can quickly become so contentious because I can have opinions about things that I have no bearing upon. They have nothing to do with me or mm-hmm. the people I'm talking to.
Yeah.
We're fighting about things that neither of us, it doesn't matter for our mm-hmm. what we're responsible
our
for.
Our faith should be the hill that we die on. And we won't get the chance to die on that hill if long before we get there, we die on some trivial world event that we would rather sacrifice our reputation, our soul, our friendships for.
Yeah. You know, you've just hit it. You said it better than I could. We ruin relationships dying on hills that we're not responsible for, and then we lose all our credibility and we lose all our trust to actually help the people in our lives on what really matters.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all a distraction from you doing the right thing in your life when you're hoping in a sense that I'm going to stake everything and all the importance of the world on one person out there in the world that doesn't know me, who will never know me.
Yeah.
And I hope that they change the world, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. During the pilgrimage to Poland in Medjugorje,
mm-hmm.
Our Lady said to me very clearly, Michael, you've got to remove all the distractions from your life so that you can listen more to me.
Yeah.
So I did that. I have not, other than doing specific research, I have not been on the internet since the first week of June. And you know what? I have nothing to fight with anybody about.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that incredible?
I don't have anything. I get together with people I have nothing to fight about. And I'm like, well, what are we going to fight about? And I'm like, I got nothing to fight about. So, well,
yeah.
I guess I'll just be interested in the other person and be happy.
Because I'm not saying that you can never talk to people about politics, but we really need to check ourselves when every conversation turns that way and it turns very heated very fast. But it's a huge trap.
Well, thank you for your insight.
Man, I hope things are going well in the news because I have no idea what's going on.
I have a confession to make, though.
Yeah.
Now that hockey season has started, I have been checking in on the Bruins.
Yeah, good. Well, I don't know what we'll look like when this podcast is released like 15 days from now, but we could be looking better right now.
Yeah, the Bruins aren't looking very good right now.
But hey, in good times, in sickness and in health,
you got to be faithful to your team. You got to be faithful to your team.
Yep.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.